Hello.
Ah, yes there.
Ah,
How you
news.
doing?
I was talking the whole time. That,
Oh, I
did you
couldn't
not
hear
hear me?
anything. No, I couldn't hear anything.
Podcast gold.
Oh,
Yeah.
no. Damn it.
Yeah.
Well,
Yes.
yesterday I recorded my side from home, and I think it came out A, with feedback, and B, one person was in one ear and the other one in the other ear. So today
Oh,
I'm
nice.
back at the farm trying to rectify the situation. So it's, what is it, Thursday the 9th today?
Thursday the 9th of April, yeah. That would be good, no? One coming out one ear, like stereo. We could do some sort of thing like that. Be like
stereo MCs.
Flying pickets or something. Some a cappella shit.
We'll have to work on something, yeah.
Yeah, we will have to, because we're going to run out of things to talk about, surely.
Well, I've got almost nothing new today. I'm just here grinding away. I did have the chainsaw out this morning in the garden at home, and then promptly thought to myself, hang on a minute, it's probably not the best time to be throwing a chainsaw about, because what? If I have some kind of accident right now, I'm the absolute dickhead who thought about using a chainsaw when there is no capacity to deal with serious injuries. So I'll probably put it away.
We've been doing with a chainsaw, anything
cutting up branches. We have branches falling down in the winter.
There you go. It's essential work, man. It's essential work.
It's not,
actually,
work.
Charlotte and Lily were when was it? It was the other day. They were driving. They were up near Ditchling Beacon. They were driving up there, and they came across someone on a bicycle who'd fallen off. And they said he was in a terrible state. He was like half of his helmet had kind of like been worn away. His face was kind of blue. And you could tell, I mean, first of all,
sorry,
there was another car that stopped. Everyone was like social distancing, that, are you all right? And this geezer was, what is it? Is that Monty Python sketch or something? He was like, no, I'm fine. So apparently his bike was mangled, but he must have been like, oh my God, I really shouldn't be out here cycling, and I've really smashed myself in, but I'm going to have to limp home or something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, bizarre, isn't it?
It's a risk you take, isn't it? It's a risk you take. I found myself having an open gate. I've been changing my route up a little bit so that I'm running now where there are some gates, and realising I'm having to pull my T-shirt over my hand to open the gate or climb over the wood.
No, are you really doing that?
I don't know what to do. I get to a gate and I'm confused, and I feel like I shouldn't touch it in case I don't want to pass anything along. And then
you got to go fast and leap over it.
Like Colin Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. Or a thoroughbred Grand National.
What a hurdler he was, something. Colin. Blimey, what a hurdler. That was that. Put the chainsaw away. And then
you need to run with... So I wear gloves, don't I? So, yeah.
It's 20 degrees today.
Do you know what, man?
Gloves.
Today, listen, if you really want an update on my clothing while running. So I went no down. I went like merino wool underlayer and T-shirt, no gloves. And halfway through, I did actually stop to open the gate. And then I did that thing where every now and again, it's nice and you stop and you can just like, everything's so still and you can just stand for like, you know, 30 seconds and take in the downs. It was just beautiful. Then I thought, oh, it's so nice. I whipped it all off. I got the chest out this morning, yeah, and it was fine.
That's what I mean with you. We had this conversation yesterday. It's either one extreme or the other. You're wearing a down jacket and gloves, or you're naked.
But it was beautiful, actually. It was so nice, yeah. Just to be up on the downs and feel the sun on my chest, and it was, yeah.
I wouldn't take my vest off at the moment for all the tea in China. I've put on so much weight. I've been drinking every day through the crisis, and I'm carrying some serious extra timber, and I would not put that on display for the residents of the Wheat Hampstead area.
they're all like well over 80 years old. No one's out in your area, huh?
There was a huge, huge ruckus this morning. We got an area WhatsApp group with about 70 houses on it, and the Luton van obviously some dodgy customer or some innocent bloke just driving your loot and ripped a massive branch off a tree, dragged it down the road and smashed into another tree and tore that out as well. And everybody's posting videos from their doorbell cameras so that they're trying to shop this poor Luton driver for pulling this tree down. I was like, oh my God, where do we live?
So he pulled down some branches. Surely that's perfect.
By accident. By accident.
Yeah, perfect. You get your chainsaw out. Surely, essential works. Yeah. So does the Luton van driver live on your road then?
No, he's just driving through. But he's now Wheat Hamster's most wanted man. I've got to shut the window to postmates.
The 70s. No, what, 70 people on your WhatsApp? It's nice, isn't it? Your community's coming together, yeah?
Yeah, but there's so many old people in our street that we all have to... Get this. John, in the house opposite me, he is 94, and last week he fell out of bed in the night, and we're one of his emergency call-out people. So he hits a button and it sends a phone call to us. So we went over there and let ourselves in, and he's laying on the floor. I was like, you all right, John? And he's like... Yeah, I'm fine. He's such a stoic old man. He's like, no, I'm fine. He'd been there for like 8 hours. He just didn't want to bother anybody in the night. Anyway, so we called the ambulance because we have to, because we can't lift him. And they took him in. Anyway, he was gone for like 10 days. And we couldn't find out what had happened to him. He came back yesterday. I was like, you're right. He goes, oh, yeah, I had that coronavirus. I was like, what? He said, yeah, I had a bit of a cough when I went in. And they told me I had coronavirus. So I've been in the hospital, but I'm fine now. 94,
but so he came out the other end as well. That's promising. Yeah,
he's like, yeah, I'm absolutely fine. Yeah. Yes. So just goes to show that however damaging it may be for loads and loads of people, John, the great white hope at 94 has knocked it on the head in 7 days flat and is totally fine. So
fair play. Made a much better stuff than Boris Johnson, yeah?
I'm hearing, though, that blokes in their 50s with, like, minor underlying health problems are the ones that are really suffering the most.
That's almost me. I'm almost 50.
Yeah, and your underlying health issues are rampant.
Anyway, you're John. He's been sleeping on... I'm sleeping on the floor at the moment, actually. Yeah. Right. My bed broke. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I built this bed out of old...
pallets.
Old chairs and pallets, yeah. Mm. And my side of it's kind of collapsed. I can't be asked to fix it. So I'm on the floor. It's quite there's something quite nice about sleeping on the floor. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know what it is either. But I definitely don't do it for fun. Only if I'm in a tent. But where's Charlotte sleeping? Is she?
No, Charlotte's still on the bed. Her side's all right.
On the slope.
No, her side's kind of alright, and then on one side it really slopes down. So
I
want
to know what you did to break it, whether it's individual pursuit of passion or.
No, I think it was just a very poorly made pallet chair bed, and it happened really slowly. Like I was having a bad neck. When you get one of those quick necks off, man, it was dreadful. And this was before lockdown, and I was cycling into yoga, and I wasn't able to turn around and look what cars were behind me. My neck was so bad, and I couldn't work out why my neck was so bad. And then Charlotte was doing yoga in the room one day. She was like upside down in a headstand, as you could see under the bed. And she was like, it's completely fucked. That's why.
You're sleeping on a hill.
Yeah. He's sleeping on a hill. Yeah. Yeah.
We've got some cracking anecdotes today. I mean,
we have, man. Yeah, mate, come around with your chainsaw.
The Luton van, the chainsaw, John, the broken bed. What else have we got? Yeah. What else have this we got in a locker? What's your run session today?
I did, it was just like 60 minutes. It was just 60 minutes easy, and
oh,
it felt...
chestnut, yeah. Where have you gone? Oh, no, he's cut out.
But as you go up...
We had a 10-second gap there. We'll have to work out what just happened, what you just said. You're on a 60 minutes easy.
Yeah, 60 minutes, 16 minutes easy. No, 60 minutes easy. Yeah. No, it was just a nice, you know, when like you run and you start off kind of slow, and then just as the run gets on, you just feel stronger and stronger and stronger. And like you get those, at one point I was like, oh, I just want to do this all day. You know what I mean? Like 40 minutes in or something. It was just, yeah, it was nice. So much better than yesterday.
Did it turn into a progression run? Did you start speeding up over the last half an hour?
I did speed up, but I started kind of slow. Yeah, actually, tomorrow I've got to do progression. I've got to do 20 easy, 20 steady, 20 hard. That's gonna be hard. 20 is it 20 hard or just 20 fast? I don't know. I can't remember what Robbie's written down, but I do like they work for me. Those progression runs when you get to like my age, basically that's what every run is, a progression run. You just have to start slow.
It is great when you've got that bit of flow going, you've got that bit of fitness and you just feel great and you just, yeah, you up it a little bit, but your effort's still comfortable and it's just all good. I'm not there yet. Nice. I'm way too far down the way for that. Where are you? Are you on Shoreham Seafront? Just having a party?
No, that is I'm close to Shoreham Seafront. That was a train. Yeah. But one thing I noticed today, there's so many people out there. I reckon it's what 50% more, the amount of people running.
Oh, running. It's okay.
So many more people out running.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful, man. Mm. Yeah. Like since everyone's been told they can only exercise for like an hour a day, everyone's like, well, I'll have to go out and do it. And it's just brilliant. Yeah. So many runners. And like where you wouldn't see him, like up on the downs, you see quite a few people as well, and it's
high fiving and hugging and everything.
No, actually, this morning I forgot the first bit of my run, like in Shoreham before getting out into the countryside. Like, you get up sometimes and you just forget, you just think it's normal. Like it's a normal day, and like I ran a little bit close, like to someone on the pavement, and the look of horror on their face as I wasn't moving out of the way, and then I realised, oh, yeah.
If that had been me, I would have literally jumped out of the way. I would have been off. I'd have been well out of sight. I don't really have that problem here, but I can imagine running on more crowded streets and pavements where you can't just jump into the road is difficult.
Well, I do. I run. That's what I do. I run on the road now.
Good practice for joggle too. Just running down the middle of the road and ignoring cars.
There's not enough cars to
worry about.
Yeah, So you can just go, city marathon style in the middle of the road, which kind of works, but you do forget about the distance. And there were a couple of moments on a single track through these bits of woods where I had to do the into the brambles move again, which is ridiculous.
Pay the price for your passion. I've had to scratch myself up a couple of times, but I'm still not seeing that many people given the times and locations I'm choosing. The queue outside Tesco's this morning was massive, though. It's all the way up, the hill. I just can't face that.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Luckily, I go right at the end of the day to the shop when there's no queue, but also there's nothing on the shelves as well. But you know,
but that makes it exciting because then you've got to cook using what's there, and it's like, oh, what's the challenge today? I'm going to have pineapple wrapped in avocado and. Just some leftover grains. But I'd imagine you'd be quite happy with that.
I like it, I do like it. I think we're so privileged, aren't we, that for years we can just walk into supermarkets and get like absolutely anything we want. It's quite nice, to go and just think, just have to really like think about what you're going to eat.
I had a rare find yesterday. I took a 4-pack of beans from the post office and... I'm going to enjoy those for lunch today. I might eat all 4 tins.
I'll tell you what I found as well, which I've been waiting for like, since, I think I've only found one jar of it since we were locked down, was peanut butter. Oh, and they had some in the shop yesterday. And then, so I bought it, and then I was doing my online Zoom yoga session, and I came back down, and Lily had caned the whole jar. To make a satay sauce for her for her stir, or her, I don't know what she was making, some Chinese dish. Ridiculous, yes.
Did you get to enjoy the Chinese dish, or was it just nothing for
no,
you?
No, she didn't make any for me. She never makes it for me.
Yeah. I mean, why would she bother? Yeah. I absolutely hate peanut butter.
Oh, no, man.
I'm sorry. I just really? Fucking... Sorry, I shouldn't... Sorry, there's no need for that language. I just hate it. I really don't like it. Never have. So it's hard for me to empathise with how happy you were there.
So happy. I can't believe you don't like peanut butter.
Yeah, no, it's just like, I don't really like nuts, to be honest, that much. I mean, I'd eat it right now, obviously. Beggars can't be choosers, but...
Would you eat it now? Yeah, I wouldn't eat Marmite now.
Just something
that.
Different. Oh, I love Marmite. Oh.
There hasn't been any Marmite either, because my kids love Marmite, and there hasn't been any on the shelves as well. Yeah.
We've really hit the heights today. That is 15 minutes of podcast gold. If we don't double our listener count overnight, something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not hard, is it? What's our listener count at the moment? Like 3?
I'll share the numbers with you. We'll discuss it tomorrow. I'll look it up tonight and see how many people are listening.
I don't have my mum's listening.
I know that Lisa isn't, because I say things in here and then she asks me later on and I think, no way she's listened. But then I think she only listened to one before this started anyway, so...
No, I think interest. Robbie's listening.
It's nice to have a fan.
Robbie WhatsApped me about my training. It's probably the best feedback he's had from my training since he started coaching me. Because usually he's just like, how'd it go? Yeah, good.
Yeah, fine. That's really good. You're writing your plan. Done. I love that one. Done.
No, I don't know how to open that Google Maps thing. I can't work it out. So I've never written anything in the plan.
Joking. Yeah. So what do you do? Just WhatsApp him like every once in a while and say, what am I doing today?
He sends me it every week, and he updates it on Google Maps, but he has to take a screenshot of
Google
it.
Google Maps is Google Drive. No, Google Maps is how you get around.
So he has to, he screenshots it and sends it to me on WhatsApp. Yeah. And then again says, how'd it go? Yeah, good.
I hope you're paying him good money for this, because he's going way above and beyond his usual area of expertise. Right, 17 minutes of gold. Until the same time tomorrow.
Yes, see you later, boss. Have a good one. Yeah.
Cheers, bye.